Ezekiel chapter 12. Verse 21.
Is this a happy scripture?
Usually he's not here on Tuesdays.
I'm up because I didn't have to read church space so long. My circumstances were just right. I had joy.
Getting us in trouble.
Funny you should mention that.
And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, what is this proverb or thing? Or saying, what is this saying that you have in the land of Israel? The days are prolonged, and every vision faileth. Tell him, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel. But say unto them, the days are at hand, and the effect or result of every vision. For there shall be no more any vain visions, nor flattering divination within the house of Israel. For I am the Lord. I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall no more be prolonged. For in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word and will perform it, saith the Lord God. And again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, behold, they of the house of Israel say, the vision that he seeth is for many days to come, and he prophesieth of the times that are afar off. Therefore say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged any more, but the word which I have spoken shall be done now, is the, in the Hebrew, saith the Lord. The last time, or one of the last times we met, we talked about measuring the temple and leaving out the court of the Gentiles. There shall be no more in the house of Israel, in the promise, the proverb saying the days are prolonged, and every vision faileth. Do you understand what that means?
Generally, faileth means no more waiting for the work to begin. The idea of one of these days we're going to start.
No, it doesn't.
He's talking about
it
now
doesn't,
instead of.
It doesn't mean. Yeah, but it doesn't mean just religious stuff. How much of every one of your happiness or contentment or peace or identity is based on something that you think will happen tomorrow or the next day or the day afterwards? The only way you can say that a vision faileth is to say, in other words, you're saying the vision isn't completed. The idea that you have isn't finished. Now, it doesn't matter whether you're talking about God stuff, because there's no such thing as God stuff or world stuff.
In that state, the thing that's spoken requires a passage.
Son of man, what is this proverb that you have heard in the land of Israel saying, the days are prolonged, and the vision that you have or that is taking place, your ideas, your identity, you need something else other than what you have now. I don't think you understand what I'm talking about.
Is that what you mean, that it's saying that you need something more than you have now?
How many times, how many things are going on in your head right now, or today, about things that you have to do? Maybe none of you have any of those kind of things going on.
I've got a lot.
Things we don't want to do, that we feel like we must?
No.
Just things that you want to do?
Things you want to do, things you need to do, things you're going to do.
Do stuff.
Get rid of, remember what I said to you? That if part of your life is secular and part of it is the world, then by definition none of it, I mean, if part of your life is secular and part of it spiritual, then by definition none of it is spiritual. There is no part of you that isn't spiritual. If in your head tonight there is something that is a projection of this I need to do or this I want to do, then what you are saying is this proverb. You are saying to God the proverb, the days are prolonged and the vision is failed. It doesn't matter to God whether or not you say to me and you write little great things and say, I believe it's finished, hallelujah. I love the cross, hallelujah. I've picked up the cross, praise God. If in your heart or in your mind you continue on believing the lie that there is something left remaining to do in any arena of your life, not remaining to do in order, because you will never say this, you're too wise now. I need to do this in order to, all of you know better, well, I need to go evangelize the world. Or all of you know better than to say, well, I need to get better, or I need to become a better person. I mean, there's not one of you who's going to say that to me. But every one of you is saying, I need to do this for another reason. You understand me?
Yeah.
What you are saying by that act of your mind is you're saying to God that this proverb in the house of Israel, you're saying, the days are prolonged and every vision faileth. Please understand me. Once you are in that environment, then you are in the position where your works will lead you by a ring through your nose. You will think up something, and rather than being in the rest here now, you will automatically be somewhere else, and that imagined work that you have defined in your head is going to pull you like a ring through the nose. You understand me?
Let's talk about the vision part of it.
It doesn't matter what it is. Oh, okay. Because he said down here, Thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged any more. I mean, in other words, what you're saying, when you're saying there's something to do, then you're saying to God that you have a vision. Okay. Well, let's get down to the short hairs. Do Tina and Brenda need a job?
Really?
Huh?
Not really.
Do they need a job? Okay, is there something that I want you to get honest. What do you think that you need to do tomorrow or next week or?
Need to preach to my parents better.
That's a lie.
Need to graduate from college.
That's a lie. What do you need to do, Ari?
Go to sleep with this new planer.
That's a lie.
Do what?
That's a lie.
A tool.
I need to get all my stuff together for my tax audit.
That's a lie.
Now I got to get all the details finished for Deborah. For all the guys.
It's a lie.
Got to take out the trash when I get it.
That's a lie.
Get rid of my shame.
That's a lie. Do you understand why God is so severe in this arena? Because if there is the slightest hint of I need to, then grace is impossible. You have again reestablished yourself as your own covering. And therefore, your works will lead you rather than your work or your activity following you.
You're saying the want-tos are in there as well.
I'm saying everything's in there.
Well, what, yeah.
Which is what I don't quite grasp.
Because your want to is simply already complete. Let me read it again. With this understanding about vision and proverb, do you all understand what I'm talking about? Okay, now here. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, what is that proverb? And this, in Hebrew, that he's really offended that this is saying. It'd be like saying, what is this abomination of desolation sitting on the temple?
Yeah.
I mean, Son of man, what is this proverb that you have in the land of Israel, saying, the days are prolonged and every vision faileth? In other words, forget the word faileth there. Your every vision is not yet completed, is what he's saying. Your every idea isn't, your every desire isn't yet finished. Can you grok that? Tell them, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease. And they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel. But say unto them, the days are now, and the effect or the result of every vision or every idea is already finished.
Doesn't mean the result of every vision. I mean, like if you have a desire,
if the desire is for idolatry, it's already done. I mean, whatever the end of the vision is already done. Mm-hmm.
Well, don't. I want you to get rid of thinking about this in religious ideas.
I'm still kind of garbage. I mean, like, you know.
You have to take out the garbage in the morning.
No, I want to. I really want to because it begins to stink. You know.
And so then you are operating on the basis of another dimension other than the dimension that God has intended.
How should I respond or how, you know, what
your response to a want to, your response is, forgive me, Father, for I have crucified the Son of God afresh.
Because the taking of the garbage is in front of you rather than behind you.
How so?
It's not the taking of the garbage.
Yeah. Well, how? I mean,
because your eyes are fixed on the garbage. You're looking forward to the taking out of the garbage.
Do you think Christ was kidding when he said, give no thought to tomorrow? To the things you shall eat, the things you shall eat, wear, the things you shall do.
Why do people plan stuff?
Because they're stupid and because they don't understand grace. The world is in deception.
It's like you gotta be dead, brain dead. Okay, I'm dumb. I mean, you'd be better off being retarded or something.
Have any of your plans ever brought you happiness?
Not really.
Well, then why do you continue doing them?
I don't know any other way.
That's right. And now I'm showing you another way.
I think about little kids, how they don't... The fun is because they don't plan it. And, you know, we grow up and we think we have some privilege to get to plan things. And that takes all the fun out of it, you know, rather than being a little kid and just doing
stuff. Just like planning weekend at the ranch. That's planning something.
Right. Let's look at this. Listen, I want to take us to a different dimension of life. Are you dissatisfied with this dimension?
Yes.
Certainly. I guess so.
You think that there is a different level of life that exists now?
There has to be.
Taste of it. Every serendipitous moment is a taste of it.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. Let me start again. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, what is that proverb that you have in the land of Israel, saying, the days are prolonged, and every idea isn't finished yet? So the Targum. Tell them, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, to stop, and they shall no more use it as a proverb or as a way of being in Israel. Say unto them, the days are at hand. And the result of every idea is finished. The completion of every desire is already accomplished. The effect or the whole from every want is already filled. Can you at least understand that a little bit? Okay. Now, forget tomorrow. Total. Forget tomorrow. Tomorrow, for us, has now become a childish thing. Mm-hmm. When I was a child, I acted as a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child. When I became a man, I put away, I divorced the childish thing. Consideration for tomorrow is a remnant of Egypt, of the world, and a remnant of the land of the wilderness. In the promise, there is no consideration for a desire or a want or a condition that requires the passage of time for its total effect. Now, the life of Christ in the New Testament is exactly an example of it. If he needed tax money, he reached and caught a fish and there was a coin in his mouth. You don't think that's possible. If someone was sick, hands were laid on and he was healed. If there was hunger, there was food taken out of nothing. The fulfillment of whatever desire was there instantaneously, with no thought for how and what would be done to make that happen. This is a revolution in terms of your way of thinking. But it's vital, otherwise you cannot measure the court of the Gentiles in your temple. You cannot leave out the court because your court, your temple, includes the mind of the Gentile. And you can't enter into the promise. You can, again, remember, we've sent the spies out, but this group, you're still in Kadesh Barnea. Because you can't really yet measure the court of the Gentiles in your temple. Measure and leave it off. You got me a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going through an anxiety attack. You know, and with the performing the, or being cut off from the I wants. And, you know, it, and I thought about the I wants, and that had to do with performance.
Well, but even the point, even the I wants and the desire, you've always heard me say, when I said to you, delight yourself in the Lord and He'll give you the desires of your heart, you thought that was a function of time. Yeah. It's like Harry thought, when I say about the separation, the fear of separation is death, or is the fear of death, that's not... He heard it wrong.
I thought it was the fear of coming separation.
You are, yeah, it's the living in the condition. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What you're describing is the state of the arrow at each point on its flight.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm describing the state of the arrow at the bullseye. Mm-hmm.
Amen. And at each point on its flight, it's at the bullseye.
It's already at the bullseye.
Yeah, but your mind, if you think there's something left to do, then you can finally, through much antagonism and manipulating of self, can rationalize, oh yeah, I'm on the path.
Well, if it's still in flight, then it's in the passage of time.
But I'm saying to you, what's that?
It's a peak.
I'm saying to you that the arrow is in the target.
Yeah.
Now listen again. You understand what this concept of a proverb in the land of Israel, that, and he's saying to us, you don't want it there anymore. The word of the Lord came unto me saying, Son of man, what is that proverb that you have in the land of Israel saying the days are prolonged and every vision still has something that is needed? Tell them therefore, saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease. You're not going to think that way any longer. And they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel, but say unto them, the days are at hand now, and the result of every idea is completed. That's every idea. Every thought. Every desire, every want is finished, complete, now. Now.
I still don't understand the result of the idea.
Well, the only reason you can have an idea, a hope, all an idea is a hope.
Have an idea so that something can happen as a result of the idea.
But the only reason your mind even considers that dimension is because you have a hope.
A hope for
something's changing your status.
So,
yeah.
So what that's saying is the result of
it means for you Christ died in vain.
But the result of the idea is complete in Him.
Well, don't get religious on me. It's completed. Already, in every dimension, every possible thought.
Right.
Where? I don't know if that, I mean, it's completed, but so what? If you still have a want or a hope or something, then it doesn't mean anything.
Because you have let your mind continue in that lie.
Well, that's what I can...
Believing your desires haven't been fulfilled, but they have. It's believing that your hopes haven't been met, but they have.
Listen.
It's done. It be done.
The days are at hand. The day is at hand. It's completed now, where the result of every idea is finished. Every imagination is finished.
Yeah.
There shall be no more any vain vision or ideas, nor flattering divinations within the house of Israel. Well. Thinking about taking out the garbage couldn't possibly be a vain vision or a flattering divination. It is one of the sorceries of Egypt. Consider the lilies of the field. Consider the birds of the air. Your mind isn't intended, was never intended, to take thought for tomorrow. Your mind was intended. The only reason you take thought for tomorrow is because you have a consciousness of time. The only reason you have a consciousness of time is because you have not spewed out the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You're still attempting to make yourself like a god.
I have a problem. I understand what you're getting at, but I don't understand how it could go, for instance, to tabernacles without having somebody set a date out ahead of time.
Well,
I mean, is that... Is
when
that
I was a child, I spake as a child. I acted as a child. Quit thinking should and not, or should.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to understand.
You're trying to understand the promise from the wilderness. You can't.
Tom, when we quit thinking about time, we'll have to have that's the answer.
All we have done when we do something like this, or even when we plan it, is that we are still utilizing, we're using the world, but I hope we're not abusing it.
Making friends with the mammon.
I feel like I'm talking to
Steve. Well, tabernacles is eternal. Why aren't we celebrating tabernacles now?
Listen. For I am the Lord. I will speak the word that I shall speak. I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. In other words, it's no longer dependent on anything except His mercy. It's no longer dependent on anything except His covenant. His covenant defined that He must give you the desires of your heart, not tomorrow, but today. And any lie of this mind, or childish thing of this mind that says it hasn't been completed, is it's time to put it away, divorce it. It shall no more be prolonged, for in your day, O rebellious house, will I say the word and will perform it, saith the Lord God. Again the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, behold, they of the house of Israel say, the vision that he seeth is for many days to come, and he prophesieth of the times that are far off. Don't you understand every thought when you begin this process? It's a prophecy. It doesn't matter whether or not you call it God stuff or not. And you are prophesying for things afar off. And the vision or idea that you have is for many days to come. Therefore say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, There shall none of my word be prolonged any more, but the word which I have spoken shall be done now, saith the Lord. Now the grokking of this, what I've said to you tonight, is how the world was turned upside down. not by your words, not by your ideas. The world was turned upside down by a handful of people who understood that. Now, how do I live? How can I possibly exist? Analyze the questions that you would have to me right now. Every one of the questions, the only reason for your question is unbelief. Therefore, unbelief can't be analyzed. Unbelief must be turned from. Well, I'm just trying to understand. No, you're not. You're trying to avoid the finishedness of life so that you can gain your own rightness. Well, I just don't understand. Well, neither does the rest of the world. Go to Revelation. Verse 8. There followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, is fallen. That's all I'm saying to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm the angel. Babylon is fallen, is fallen. The great city, because she made all of the nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The fornicating is to go anywhere else besides him for your sustenance. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast, now that's what I'm saying to you tonight. If you worship the beast any longer, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive in his mark in his forehead or in his hand. Now the forehead is your seat of thought. It's the leprosy of rebellion. You're afraid. Even though you know the course of action and the course of thought that you have undertaken for an entire lifetime has failed. Yet you continue on because you think, oh my God, poor me. That's not the issue. It's not poor you. You haven't poor you'd enough to know the vanity of continuing on in this identity deal. Oh, I've got to maintain, I've got to protect my ass, I've got to protect myself, I've got to seek to save my life. If you seek to save your life in any way, you will lose it. And the method by which you seek to save your life is by thinking and thoughts about tomorrow. And you make them as innocent as taking out the garbage. We need nothing that isn't in our hand now. If you want to continue living in cause and effect, then, oh, I've got to take care of this, I've got to think about this, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, then you're living in the whore. And you have the whore's forehead that's incapable of repentance. If you have not yet learned that the concept of cause and effect is not life, then you have a whore's forehead. And you have the mark of the beast in your forehead, as sure as I'm sitting before you, and you not only have it in your forehead, you have the mark of the beast in your hand, because the forehead, the hand just follows the forehead, that it has to do this. Am I communicating?
Yep.
Well, when you, there were two things that when you got over here and you brought in about the whore, and then in the back of that other place it said, I, the Lord, will do it.
And perform it.
And perform it.
Listen, listen. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, to make sure you hear the words. If any man worship, give importance to, give breath to worship means to give importance to. You are worshiping your own thoughts. Are you done with it? But that's all I do. Well, then repent. Turn from it. If any man continue to justify himself in the worship of his own thoughts, that's what it says. If any man worship the beast and his image and receive the mark in his forehead or in his hand, then, you remember that cup that we studied that Jesus drank? That caused the belly to rot, or the thighs to rot, and the belly to sour and swell and die? Then you have to drink it. Because you are continuing in fornication and adultery. The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest, day or night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is, in opposition to all that, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep, or hear under, the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead. You've dead, you're dying, you've gone, you're dead, you've picked up the cross. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and now their works do follow them.
Amen.
Instead of their works do lead them. The whole human race is a bunch of idiots with a ring between their nose, and they're led about by the Antichrist in their mind, and they're just... Now, you have been too. You've been led about by a lie. No matter how long you've been here, you're still led about by a lie. You don't have to believe that lie any longer. Now, he will it and perform it, and your works will follow. But more important, the desire of your heart is now finished. Now, not someday. That was a childish thing. Not thinking about tomorrow was a childish thing. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I thought as a child, I understood as a child. When I became an adult or young man in the spirit, I crossed into the promise, and I put away or I divorced the childish thing. Now this is the arena that you will be tested in from now on. Now you are they which continued with him in his temptations, no longer yours. Understand a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Now I know what linear time is and why it continues. It's that distance from me to this thing out here that's leading me. And the reason it continues is I keep walking through that.
You keep worshiping it. It only has power because you worship it.
Yeah. Instead of just... Stop.
I just think about the kids and how, you know, this message to us is one thing, but to them it sounds like great freedom. Okay, you don't have to think about anything other than what's going on right now.
Right.
I mean, they would hear it like that. They would hear it, and they could receive it with joy, and it brings about no end of, you know, guilt,
yeah,
condemnation in most of us, and fear, and I'll because I was sitting here thinking, well, why? You know, this got to be simple enough for a child to understand it. I mean, this, you know, is the message ever anything that a child couldn't understand it? And it wouldn't be difficult for them to hear it.
I just saw a picture of the way I lead my life internally. And it's like all these little, these ideas that come to me about things to do that I want to do are like nickels. And I put them in the slot machine and I pull the handle. And then time passes and different things come up. I keep waiting for the payoff.
Jackpot.
Yeah. And no jackpot. So I put another nickel in and pull a little more time passes.
Were those saved as by fire? Because of what's necessary to hear, you know, pulling, I mean, just pulled out of the fire because it's...
Hating even the garment spotted by the flesh.
Like, yeah, I think I understand this now.
It's a good thing, John.
If you're interested in hearing how I came to that, I'll talk about it. If you're not,
I'm interested.
Are you?
Yeah. We're going to take a break, Judy, just in 1 second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not that I had anything important to say. I think I was dividing all action into things you want to do and things you don't want to do. And so if either one of those,
good or evil,
you know, are evil, then it's true. You might as well have a lobotomy. But kids do, I mean, they definitely do what they want to do, but they're not thinking about what they want to do, which is what I was talking about when I was taking out the garbage.
When
I didn't mean that.
There's like...
Didn't mean just...
justified yourself.
No, I wasn't.
I'm not doing it now. When you talk here, you usually preach, but there are certain nights that it's like the deep speaking to the deep. I mean, something... Mm-hmm. Because, you know... It's like everything else but the absolute purity and clarity of this makes me miserable. I hate all of it. You know? Everything that's short of what you're saying is what I don't want. You know?
Babylon has fallen. That'd make a good bumper sticker.
No one would understand it. There's a little Gnostic in all of us. Remember that one?
You have to officially say, take a break.
What time is it?
Just do what you want to do. Right? But don't think about it.
Take a break. Take a big guy, I mean.
Take a big guy.
Take a big guy.
Take a break, big guy.
Take a big break.